Reish Mem Ches Sif Aleph. The Mechaber says that only for a Dvar Mitzvah is a person allowed to be maflig v'sfina, go on a boat which is going to take him through Shabbos. However, it's for Dvar Rishus to go on a cruise, it would seem, would be usher if he leaves 3 days within before Shabbos. What's the reason why? There are many different reasons given in the Rishonim. There's five that the Mishabura counts over here. There's others that are brought down the Beis Yosef at the time also, another one. Either the reason is because maybe the Yid is going to have to be Mechal Shabbos, or the Goy is going to be Mechal Shabbos for the Yid, or there's the Isser of Tchumim possibly, or it's a problem with Bittul Mitzvah earning Shabbos, if he's not going to be, he's going to be all mibubel from going on the boat, or because it's near Kishot V'tzof Al-Pneyam. It looks like you're swimming, and that's an Isser on Shabbos. People are not going to be Mechal between whether or not you're in a boat, or whether or not you're not in a boat, and therefore Chazal asked you. All those time apply Aliba Del Hassan. If you look at the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef says another time, and that is that this is all going according to Beis Shammai. If you look at the end of the first paragraph, there's a bunch of machlekes in Beis Shammai Hillel of things that you want to start before Shabbos and they'll continue on to Shabbos. According to Beis Hillel, they're all mutter. As long as you start the malacha before Shabbos and it continues by itself on to Shabbos, that's the Seder. As according to Beis Shammai, they're all aser. You can't do a malacha which is for sure going to continue into Shabbos. The same thing applies over here, says Beis Yosef, according to one shita, and that is according to Beis Hillel. You let it start before Shabbos, within 3 days before Shabbos, even though the malacha, the flog of between is going to continue into Shabbos, as opposed to according to Beis Shammai, then it would be awesome. Now, the Beis Yosef does not bring that down halacha, vice versa, Vipaskin, it goes even according to Beis Hillel, and for one of these timing. Now, according to all these timing, it's only usher within 3 days of Shabbat. If it's before 3 days of Shabbat, then there's no problem, either because Einig, the time of Einig Shabbat, that's really the time that we're going to think to be the Mechaber goes into the Halacha. However, the time of, and then if you start within before three days, then by the time you get to Shabbat, you're ready to be calm. If the reason why is for the first, you might come to do malacha, is a tchum mukadema, the only time that you're muzer to keep Shabbos, to do something before Shabbos, to prevent yourself from being mechal Shabbos, is when you're shayach to the parash of Shabbos. But if you're holding within before 3 days of Shabbos, then you're not muzer on next week's Shabbos, and therefore you don't have to do something that is going to prevent you, you don't have to prevent yourself from being mechal Shabbos. Now, the nafkamina between the timing possibly is, the shayach of Shabbos, and on that, no matter what you learn, they're all only Isser Derabanan. The Chachani declares that Kenzan maybe tells him in their eyes, though, to put yourself into a matzav where you're going to have to be Mechal Shabbos. The same way that you have to be Shemer Shabbos on Shabbos, you have to be Shemer Shabbos beforehand, not to put yourself into a matzav where you're going to come to Mechal Shabbos. Is that it in their eyes, in the Rabbanan? L'chur, it seems that everybody, the Maskana Sabaiskim is really that it's Isser Derabanan. Chachani says that this applies to other mitzvahs also. Don't take a sleeping pill before it's time to be in the mitzvah of matzvah, and they'll say there, because you're putting yourself into a matzvah, even though you'll be in earnest afterwards, but you're putting yourself into a matzvah, then you won't be able to come. I once heard about a certain person that he lived in Eretz Yisrael, and he did live in Eretz Yisrael, and he didn't like what went on in Purim, so what he would do is, he would go on Yudalid, he would be in Yerushalayim, and says, well, we go to Bnei Brak. All the Bachim do the Fakert. Tezvav in Bnei Brak, Yudal in Bnei Brak, Tezvav in Yerushalayim. The shayla is whether or not in the Chanami, as this did, the way that he's going to the Chura, you wouldn't be able to put yourself into a matziv where you're not going to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Now, first, the shayla that the Paiskim handles, does this negate to boats in our days? Are you allowed to go on a cruise? On, very common. Cruise usually takes a week or so. Depends when it leaves. Can you leave on Wednesday, Thursday? So it seems that the Achroz Mishnah Berurah, oh, we'll get to that in a second. Most places can say that it's not a problem. It's Manenu, it's really Shayach to Sif Beis. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis that if it's a type of water that doesn't get stormy, then there's no problem beforehand because you're not going to get sick by being on such a boat. So on a cruise, generally, on a cruise, there's no issue. It's like a hotel for the most part, and you can't even tell that you're moving some of the time from what it seems. and you don't even know that you're on a boat. So these things, this would not apply for a cruise, even though it's only a bar mitzvah, not a mitzvah. Nevertheless, it would not apply and would be mutter. However, where does this yes apply? It does apply to other things that will prevent somebody from having any Shabbos. So if somebody has the ability, I saw it in Shmuel Kamenetsky in the Sefer Kevus Halachas, if Shmuel Zalman, they bring it down from, he says it actually, it's brought down in Paraklamic Base, the Aratzali test, in Shmir Shabbos Kefasa. He says that if a person has the ability to do a surgery or some sort of medical procedure, and he has the ability to choose what day he's going to do it on, it's something which doesn't make a difference what day he does it on. It's not that there's a better doctor on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, as opposed to earlier in the week. It's not that it's not going to hurt him if he leaves it. Then, in a Hanami, I know my mother told me, I was born by C-section, my mother told me that they gave her an option. Either you can be born on Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. You choose which day. With her in such a case, in a Hanami, better not to choose Friday. The question is, what's with Wednesday? Is Wednesday considered one of the 3 days before Shabbos or not? Mishnah Berurah brings down a machlekes achrenim, and it seems that the achras of Mishnah Berurah is, it seems that he's going like the grain, that Wednesday is not considered a chelik of before Shabbos. It's Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. Not Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, rather Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. He says, Avla grahivi b'shem harbi rishenim. He brings Mogan Rav Mishim Harbi Achrenim, say that it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then he brings down that the Gaon says B'Shem Harbi Rishainim that it's Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. Vayin Sham Shekososh Kein Muchach B'Tesef Tu B'Yerushalmi. So Mashmois is the way the Mishnah Berurah tells it Avek. He brings down Mogan Rav Mishim Achrenim Keneged the Gaon which says from the Rishainim and the Bavli and the Tesef Tu. The Yerushalmi and the Tesef Tu. Seems that that's the way he's doing Achrenim. And one day, Wednesday is Taka Shaykh to the week beforehand and not to. It's not shaykh to before Shabbat. And in Hanami, a person should, if he has to get his tooth pulled, and it doesn't make a difference, he should rather get his tooth pulled, not the day before Shabbat, or whatever it is, the few days, if it depends how many teeth he gets pulled. I had all my four wisdom teeth pulled at one time, he couldn't eat for a few days. So in Hanami, that's something, if he has the ability to do it on Sunday, or to do it on Thursday, he should do it on Sunday rather than do it on Thursday. Now, there's one other halacha that's mentioned over here, and that is about Yontav Sheni, V'chein B'Yontav Sheni in Mafliim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you should not get onto a boat on Yontav Sheni, and that is also applies to Bizmanin, which is very common for people. I know my wife just had this question. She flew back the day after Shavuot here. She flew to America, and there's a shayla whether there's two flights that she could have taken. One of them would have landed in America in the middle of Yontav Sheni, and one of them would get there right after Yontav was over. So we asked the shayla, and they said in Hanami, and I saw this brought down. Rizkel talks about this. Another that in Hanami you should not go to a place that it's Yontav Sheni, even though you left when it wasn't Yontav, if you're going to get to a place where it's going to be Yontav Sheni, then you're not going to be able to, if you're in a Makom of Yishuv, maybe it could be that you stay in the airport, but it's not a Makom of Yishuv, but to leave the airport, you're getting yourselves into trouble, you're going into a Makom of Yishuv, then you have to be Nizer, and you can't do any Malacha, which means that you won't be able to drive in a car to get to where you want to get to, and therefore you would have to stay inside of the airport. Yeah, sure.